Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin by Hashem Shalom Bayis Shir number 508. We see from the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach that the Mishnah says that it must be eaten with a great appetite, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens the same way. It says you're not allowed to eat pas mishras yirslamalik kedei sheyoychel matzah l'teyovin. So you should eat matzah with an appetite. So if someone attempts to be frum and they want to swallow the matzah whole, because they don't want to have hanah, physical pleasure, by eating the matzah and feeling and tasting it, he may not be yaitzah the mitzvah at all, because the Gemara says the be'in and tam matzah. You need the tam matzah. Now, but the yevid, if you swallowed it, like then you yaitzah. It's also called achila. So whatever it is, but it's definitely not the proper way. Like achila, you have to chew it till you margish the tam bepiv, the feel, the taste of matzah. That's the ideal. So the idea behind this is certainly not that the most important aspect of eating matzah is to enjoy the taste or to indulge in its crispy texture. You know, if you're lucky enough to have matzah that's very thin and crispy and it's geschmack, that's not the main purpose of eating matzah. In fact, someone who eats a carbon pesach just for the sake of eating it, it basically, Rasham Yikoshluba, it says. The Gemara Nozach of Gimel, right? He's eating it for the purpose of achila gasa. So that's not healthy. That's not good. But it doesn't say, though, at the end he pulls back and says that it's not mamish poishim yikoshluba. It's not mamish rishus, because l'maisi he's doing a mitzvah. He's not doing a mitzvah in a mufcher, but he is being mekayin in the mitzvah. So it pulls back from that lushan. Does not call the person a rasha or a pesheya. Which shows up, though, that neither eating just for pleasure nor deriving no pleasure at all from the mitzvah, neither one is truly acceptable. The mitzvah needs to be for the sake of Hashem's will. It's part of Hashem's will that we engage with the mitzvah with simcha. Therefore, we should take pleasure in it and we should have joy from it. And the Rambam writes, they used to go hungry on this day before Pesach, so they may eat the matzah with an appetite. Hayu mariven atzma merav Pesach. And the same is true with the mitzvahs ayin, as the Stipler writes in one of his letters, that the mitzvahs ayin is min ha-Torah, just like eating matzah. It's likely that the Stipler used matzah as an analogy precisely because just as matzah, by eating it, you're fulfilling it with the physical appetite, yet the pleasure should not be the main focus. So to mitzvahs ayin, the same idea. It should be performed with the physical pleasure, but cannot be its main focus. The main focus is to do the ratzon Hashem. Main purpose is to do the will of Hashem. So in short, a husband and wife may and should enjoy mitzvahs ayin, and the pleasure they experience throughout should be the true purpose of the mitzvah, for the mitzvah, not merely for the purpose of self-gratification. Tzarech l'samcha, it says, he needs to bring joy to her. Dezeo shibudai v'uzeba mitain. It comes from a pleasure. It comes from a riboy taiva. So that's not the main purpose, but the enjoyment is a chilek of it. It's crucial and extremely important not to become anxiety ridden and constantly checking yourself. Am I experiencing too much pleasure? Am I enjoying it too much? And you overanalyze it, and it's OCD-like behavior, that's very, very unhealthy. A person can't relax or enjoy or connect if they're busy calculating every single second, you know, whether they're, going overboard, they're trying too much, or they're thinking about too much. No. The idea is simply you prepare in a normal way, you behave in a normal fashion, and don't think 10 million times whether you're enjoying it too much or not too much. That creates anxiety. There's no need for it to be there. That's why the ayna is called das. Das is knowledge. It's not necessarily the act itself, but it's the knowledge, which includes feelings and emotions and the physical pleasure of it that Hashem blessed us with. And that is very, very important. The Ritva brings down, pertaining to Agodah Shel Pesach, that the Torah, which is Lashon Kodesh, calls Tashmish das. Which means that you do it with das, not like an animal that has no das, but with a human being that has das, for the purpose of pruvu, for the purpose of kiyum haguf. And Vayeda is an Indian of Das. And that is the key. The truth is you combine both mitzvah and self-enjoyment together. Many Sfarim state that when one performs a mitzvah that involves physical pleasure and has both in mind, now both to number one fulfill the mitzvah, and number two is to have hanah at the same time, that's perfectly fine. The Ben Ish Chai writes in his sefer called Ben Ish Chayil, and he says, "Ha'oisa mitzvah sheyesh by hanah asaguf." Let's say you do a mitzvah that has a lot of pleasure in it. Kachilas matzah b'leil Pesach, especially if you're hungry. You eat matzah night of Pesach, or einik Shabbos, the foods of Shabbos, mitzvahs eina, or mitzvahs eina, all pleasurable mitzvahs. Or mechavan l'shem mitzvah givigam lano asgufay, and you have kavana for the mitzvah, but also for his bodily pleasure. Have a shapir kim mitzvah min amuvcher. That's still considered the first-rate choice mitzvah. Similar to bringing the Bishop Brewer says that when a person gives tzedakah and he has his own gains in mind, he's also a tzaddik gomer. He's also a tzaddik gomer. And Rosh Shlomo Kluger brings down that although with all mitzvahs one must have intention to do them for the sake of the mitzvah, not for one's own pleasure, but here the May mitzvah pruvu and oina, and if one has in mind to be forced into it, they don't have the enjoyment, then he will be repulsed by the union, and it will be one of the teisha midos. Hashem does not want this at all. Therefore, the mitzvah needs to be with the mindset of enjoyment to be zeicha to good children. Everything follows the intention of the heart. If one intends to have pleasure, because by doing so he'll receive a better way to fulfill the mitzvah, then it's perfectly fine. The only time it's usher is when he has mind only for his pleasure and not for the sake of shemayim at all, that's when it's problematic. So anxiety has no place in the mitzvah's ayin. As long as the focus is right and there's a mutual enjoyment that you and your wife, you and your husband share your most intimate moments together, then you're on the right path. Then you are doing the right thing. And you're engaging in mitzvah's ayin because it's a natural expression of love and unity. Hashem wants you to perform it. The physical act, the physical feelings, the physical pleasure are all part of the proper approach. The idea also with Shulchan Aruch to understand what it means that when she should feel awe, right? V'yishamish be'ema oveyira, needs to be learned in a very careful sense. Does not mean that you have an actual fear, because the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Amid Beis says, "Lamedcha to teach you that ain't a shchen is shari leimitoch atzus leimitoch atzus." The shchen is not shari when there is depression there, or when there's lightheadedness, or there's the varm betalim missing. So that you're missing good words. You have the varm betalim. So the idea being is that this that it means to be meshamish be'em of a yira does not mean that you're feeling that ahav of a year and now. Someone came to the stipler and told him that he was able to fulfill the mitzvah's ayinu with great fear and awe. And the stipler asked him, "What's the source of your fear? What are you afraid of?" The man thought for a moment and said, "What do you mean? As you know, at the time of this union, there's a hashras hashchena, and I am afraid of the presence of the shchena." So the stipler looked at him and said, "There's no reason to fear the presence of the shchena. As at such a union, there's simply no hashras hashchena. After all, the Gemara states that the shchena does not dwell except for a place where there's simcha. And in your situation, the only association with fear is the fear your wife possesses. She's afraid of you, since you behave in a manner that the Torah calls as a bias ama aretz. So, because you get involved in relation without appeasing your wife." So it's clear that fear or awe must not in any way, shape, or form be part of the mitzvah. And because such ideas are opposite of what mitzvah's ayinah is about. So that's a very important insight to know as well. We also have that the Chazal uses l'shaynais like ki'ilu kafei shade, that one should minimize his pleasure as if a demon is forcing him to involve in relations. And here is an important yisoid, even though the Mesillas Yesharim does bring this out too. The Mishkan Yisrael says in the name of Rav Yashiv, Zecher Tzadik Avrocha, and a few other Gedolim and Tzadikim, that nowadays it's not advisable to study this halacha with Talmidim. It could be messed up, it could be misused. If you say Shama Yavi Kiril Kafe Shade, like a demon is forcing him, then the Ish is an Anusa. And we don't say that. So he goes through the Gemara of what Kimi Shikafe Shade means. And it's complicated. And he goes through the Tzara Toiv of it, that there is a true legitimate minig in Klal Yisrael to do that. Continuing Shalom Bayis 508. So Kafe Shade is brought down in the Gemara. Mesil Shisharim also brings it down. But that's why, even when you learn Mesil Shisharim, you need a Rebbe, or you need to be careful when you're learning these concepts with it. As the Mishkan Yisrael says, that should be Yomeinu. Hayri G'dayli Adaris Achrayinim, that the G'dayli Adaris Achrayinim say, the G'daylim of our later generations, Sheyeh B'Yomeinu Ein L'Lmayd B'Tzuras HaMaisa Shal Rabbi Lazar. And nowadays, we don't learn from that Maisa of Rabbi Lazar, L'Halacha. The Peli Yoyeh, it's interesting that he doesn't mention this Kamisha Kafei Shade concept. He just says V'Yishamish B'Tzina. And like we mentioned just before, Rabbi Yashiv also, you heard that you don't teach Avreichem this particular concept of Kamisha Kafei Shade. So it's not basically a practical aspect, Bizman Hazeh, and we follow suit. How to learn the practical Gemara and the meaning of it a little bit. He does explain in Matayivu Alecha somewhat. You're welcome to look into that. Now, Rabbi Isaac Sharon Kedushi Sistrol brings down that the truthful test at this time, whether you're making the union here out of animalistic lust or out of complete love, is that the path of lust is a state of mind that erupts in violence and madness, and forgetting about his love and affection for his wife, and he's just overcome with desiring just to do what he wishes. But a path of true love is to hold back, not to be too aroused. This, a husband needs to practice this even when he's younger. He could train doing this. He controls himself, holds himself back as best as he can until his wife awakens by her love and devotion and her desire as well, till it becomes aligned. And this is a holiness inherent in the union, that they both participate in the wholeness of their love, that each will arouse the other to feel pleasure and enjoyment, and all the desires is to do the will of their beloved, and it's impossible to do so if your kavana is solely for your own pleasure. And this is what Kedusha is, and it's a special mitzvah to do so, to align yourself. L'kasher datcha b'dayta, connect your mind to hers. Kavanascha b'kavanasa, your intent to her, to hers. And that to get her to align. So this delay, it could also become an hanah. When you allow your wife to experience this hanah and you enjoy that, that becomes a hanah for you as well. And that is the goal. So to summarize, and we're towards the very end of the Sefer Matayivu Ayalacha, that's similar to food, one should engage in Aina in the right balance. Just like you don't overeat, don't undereat, that's healthy. Aina also, done excessively, brings a break of an emotional bond. But again, like we mentioned many times, this may be a problem in some couples or some young couples. You have to make sure the other way around also not to neglect it. Physical pleasure is part of the bigger picture of the mitzvah Aina. And when Ayin is done correctly, the pleasure is a positive trait, as it is with other mitzvahs that bring physical pleasure, Achilas Matzah, and so on and so forth, Ayinik Shabbos. And when it says that you should do the mitzvah with an awe or a fear, does not mean anxiousness. It means a certain understanding, has to be full of joy and love, and the concept is just that you should have this certain feeling of responsibility of trying to focus just on your wife and being one with her. So you have to understand how that works. The bottom line is, after everything is said is done, and done, Elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim, There's many, many ways that you can learn these different messages, but the idea is that v'davak v'ishtei v'hoyu l'basar echad should become as one. One pshat is that they were one creation at first, and now they were separated, now they become one again. And another pshat is it's going on intimate relations, and which makes sense, because when a couple has a true close relationship and they love each other, as one flesh, they'll have profound feelings with one another. Rashi says it's because of the child, the offspring that they have. But the bottom line of all of this is, the key is that Hashem wants us to grow in a happy home, a healthy home, to be bonded by a love, be bonded by close feelings, to safeguard oneself by honest communication and love and respect for each other. And when a home is built and sustained with a peace and a shalom, it's a place, a healthy, safe place for children to call home. And with Hashem's help, you'll be able to follow this beautiful path. And we need to daven with this all the time. Yiratzin Mufanechas Bortan Brachas Tezayin Rab Lazar, after he finished davening, he said, Yiratzin Mufanecha Hashem Laikenu, Shatishkin Bapurenu Ahava V'achva Shalom Rejus. They should be in our beds together with our wives, Ahava V'achva Shalom Rejus. Love and friendship and brotherhood and peace, deep friendship. That is really the key. And we finish Matoy V'Alecha, the summary of it. It's a beautiful book. It's very strongly recommended. In English, it's called Pure Oneness by Rav Aaron Cohn. And the idea, again, and the last many shiurim was on the concept of Aina. And again, the purpose behind it is connectivity of love, connection, mutual desire, mutual pleasure, mutual love, that healthy, balanced middle way. And when you do that, and you combine it with the emotional bond and the spiritual bond, then the physical becomes very important. And that itself is what Kiddush is all about. This is what Hashem wants. Le'nit n'tayr l'malachi ha'sharis. The Torah was not given to Malachim, it was given to us human beings. And Hashem wants that part of the human nature, part of sexuality that's within a husband and wife, to use it for each other the right way, and to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to express HaKaras HaTayv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this gift as well, when you use it the correct way. Bracha v'atzlacha.